好，我们先看，现在看约伯记十五章。
So let us now turn to Job chapter 15.
十五章是以利华第二次的讲论。
Chapter 15 is Eliphaz's second diction.
他责备约伯有罪不肯承认。
And he accuses Job of his refusal to repent.
第一段是第一节到十六节。
And the first section is verse 1 to 6.
责备约伯的罪恶。
And when he rebukes Job's iniquity.
第一节到第六节，他说哈，他的这个言语狂言哈，好像风一样。
Verse 1. The section Eliphaz accuses Job of having unprofitable talk like the wind.
那个以利华告诉约伯说啊。
Eliphaz told Job.
智慧人岂可用空虚的知识来回答呢？
Verse 2, should a wise man answer with empty knowledge?
第三节。
Verse 3,
智慧人岂可用无济于事的言语来理论呢？
Should he reason with unprofitable talk?
第四节。
Verse 4,
他认为他对神不敬虔的表现跟语言呢？
He feels that Job has irreverent behavior towards God.
我们看第四节。
Let us look at verse 4.
你是废弃敬畏的义，在神面前阻挡敬虔的心。
Verse 4, yes, you cast off fear and restrained prayer before God.
所以第五节他就这样说了。
And so in verse 5, Eliphaz continued saying,
你自己的口定你有罪啊。
For your iniquity teaches your mouth.
你自己的嘴见证你的不是啊。
And you choose a tongue of crafty.
所以他责备约伯言语空洞，言语空洞。
So Eliphaz accuses Job of having empty words.
对神不敬虔。
And being irreverent to God.
为自己的罪一直在那边辩解辩护。
Keeps trying to justify how he doesn't have sin.
所以他说单单这些不要说你过去做什么事情，单单这一些就可以定你为罪的啦。
And so Eliphaz says, it doesn't matter what you did before, since you have already done what you've done right now, then that shows that you have iniquity.
第七节到第十节。
And if we look at verses 7 to 10,
他责备约伯自认为聪明。
Accuses Job of being wise in his own eyes.
第七节他责备约伯目中无人。
And he accuses Job of having no one in his eye. He doesn't see anyone.
他说约伯你是头一个被生出来的人吗？
So he says, are you the first man who was born?
你的受造在诸山以前吗？
Or were you made before the hills?
他认为约伯自己以为独有知道一切的知识。
And he feels that Job thinks that he knows everything.
他问约伯说你听见神的密旨吗？
And in verse 8, have you heard the counsel of God?
你将智慧独自得尽吗？
Do you limit wisdom to yourself?
第十节。
Verse 10.
他说约伯火定拒绝这个长者长辈的智慧之言呢。
And he says that Job is denying the wisdom of the gray-haired and the aged.
他告诉约伯啊。
So he told Job.
我们这里有白发的和年纪老迈的。
Both the gray-haired and the aged are among us.
而且比你父亲还老呢。
And much older than your father.
所以你拒绝这个长辈跟你讲的话。
So you're denying the words of those who are older speaking to you.
十一节到十六节。
And verses 11 to 16.
他责备他对神傲慢。
He rebukes Job of being proud before God.
十一节。
Verse 11,
他说你拒绝神用温柔用柔和的话来安慰你。
And he said that he refuses the consolations of God, which is gentle words.
到目前为止神都还没有说话，还没有出现啊。
But then we realize God hasn't said anything yet.
以利华怎么说？神用温柔的话安慰你，你还以为太小吗？你藐视神安慰你的话呢？
Then why did Eliphaz said, are the consolations of God too small for you and the words spoken gently with you?
那应该就是指着第四章时候以利华说他曾经有属灵的经历嘛。
And this is probably referring back to the first time Eliphaz spoke when he said that he had experience with God.
哦，啊，这属灵的经历就好像神的话嘛。
And this kind of spiritual experience is like the word of God.
哦，啊，所以我将我属灵的经历跟人讲，啊，你不接受，就等于你拒绝神的话了。
And so he's saying, since if you don't listen to my spiritual experience, and it's like you're rejecting the comforting words from God that is small.
哦，十二节到十四节。
And now, looking at verses 12 to 14.
啊，他说约伯哈，发怒还对神啊。
And he said that Job turned his spirit against God.
而且用恶言来顶撞神啊。
And using his own words to go against God.
哦，这一段谈到哈。啊，约伯的心，约伯的缘，约伯的灵啊。
And so this talked about Job's spirit and his mouth.
哦，就是说你的心、你的缘、你的灵啊，啊，都哈、哦、啊这样来反对神。
So sorry, his heart, his eyes, and his spirit, and they're all going against God.
啊，十五节、十六节。
And verses 15 and 16.
好、哦，他在重复他第一次的讲论。
He repeats what he said before.
他说在圣洁神的面前人岂可自义
Before the holy God, is there anyone?
从这一段里面我们看到这个以利华的责备啊。
So we see here, this is Eliphaz's rebuke towards Job.
啊，也显示出他的虚荣心啊已经受到伤害。虚荣，他的虚，他的倚老卖老那种，他有属灵。
Here we see once again Eliphaz's self-righteousness coming out, and how he's always using his age to teach Job.
所以他没有设身处地的哈啊站在约伯的处境。
So he did not put himself into Job's shoes.
所以他就操之过急。
That's why he's
太急了，太很急，太着急了。
So he's being very hasty with his words.
哦，所以他就马上哈、哦、啊来啊判断哈、哦、这个约伯的错误。
And so that's why he's very hasty in saying that Job's iniquities and sins.
啊、哦，也侮辱所有的人呢。
And he also
侮辱所有的人。
And he's also insulted everyone else around him.
哦，来贬低约伯，把所有的人都拉下来贬低约伯。
He belittled Job along with everyone else.
在圣洁神的面前，人岂可自义
？For the great God, how can?
啊，神，他说哈，神不信任他的使者。啊，我们读一下哈，来看十四节、十五节哈、十六节。
If we look at verses 14 to 16.
十四节。
14.
人是什么竟算为洁净呢？妇人所生的是什么竟算为义呢？十五节。
15.
神不信靠他的众使者，在他眼前天也不洁净。十六节。
16.
何况那污秽可憎、喝罪孽如水的世人呢？啊，这个就是以利华操之过急。
And so this is Eliphaz being very hasty with his words.
啊、把所有人都 拖下水来贬低约伯。
He brought everyone down to the level of Job and then insulted everyone together.
他说妇人所生的是什么呢？
And so he said, who is he that is born of a woman?
我们每个人都是妇人所生的啊。
We're all born of a woman.
哦，神不信靠他的使者。
If God puts no trust in his saints.
在神眼前天也不洁净。
And the heavens are not pure in his sight.
最后一句话更严重。
And the last sentence is even worse.
何况那污秽可憎、喝罪孽如水的世人。
How much less man who is abominable and filthy, who drinks iniquity like water.
哦，所以我说哈、哦，那个以利华的虚荣心哦受伤了。
So we see here that Eliphaz's pride was hurt.
哦，所以哦，他就毫不留情的反击呀。
And so he retaliated without holding anything back.
好，第二段。
So the second part.
以利华论恶人的结局。
He talks about the ending of the wicked man.
就是要证明约伯有罪。
And that is him trying to prove that Job has sinned.
第一个结局就是二十节所说的。
And so the first ending is what is written in verse 20.
一生劳苦。
To labor for all his days.
恶人的一生啊，会很劳苦，会痛苦。
To writhe with pain all his days.
二十一节。
And in verse 21.
恶人的凶心会不绝。凶心的这个凶恶的消息会不绝断。
And there will be dreadful sounds in his ears.
就是说这个惊吓的声音会藏在他的耳中。
Which is to say that the sounds of a dreadfulness will be in his ears all the time.
他这个祸患会突然临到。
And the destroyer will come upon him.
说抢夺他的必临到他那里。
And those who take things, the robbers will become upon him.
二十二节。
In verse 22.
恶人会丧失信心。
They will lose their belief.
他不相信自己能从黑暗当中转回。
And he does not believe that he will return from darkness.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
恶人到最后会贫穷，会来求食。
He will end up being very poor and beg for food.
二十三节这里说他会漂流在外，向人家乞讨食物吃。
Verse 23 says he wanders about for bread.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
恶人是胆战心惊的。
Trouble and anguish make him afraid.
说极难困苦叫他害怕。
And so he will be afraid in his life.
二十五节到二十七节。
Verse 25 to 27.
恶人他会攻击真神。
He will act defiantly against God.
伸手攻击神。
He will stretch out his hand against God.
以骄傲攻击全能者。
And act defiantly against the Almighty.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
恶人会孤单无助。
He will be lonely and helpless.
说他。会住在荒凉的城邑
saying that he will be dwelling in desolate cities.
没有人居住的这个乱堆的房屋
in houses which no one inhabits.
二十九节到三十节
if we look at 29 to 30,
说恶人会陷于困境
he will be in a difficult situation.
他不得富足
he will not be rich.
他不得长存。
And he will no longer be, he will not live long.
他不得出离黑暗。
And he will not depart from darkness.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
恶人是自欺欺人。
He will deceive himself.
三十一节这里说他不用依靠虚假欺哄自己。
Let him not trust in futile things, deceiving himself.
因为虚假必成为他的报应。
For fertility will be his reward.
所以他自欺欺人，最后就得到报应。
So because he deceives himself, he will, fertility will be his reward.
三十二节到三十四节。
Verses 32 to 34.
恶人的劳苦会落空。
He toils and labors in vain.
好像那个葡萄还没有成熟就落下来的。
Just like a grape that is not ripe but fell off the vine.
好像那个橄榄树的花一开就谢了。
Like a flower of an olive tree, as it's budding, it wilted.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
二人到最后就是自食恶果。
He eats his own bitter fruit.
说他所怀的是毒害。
And his womb prepares deceit.
他所生的就是罪孽。
And they conceive trouble.
他心里所预备的就是诡诈。
And bring forth futility.
这一段让我们看到这个以利法他倚老卖老的这个责备。
And this shows us once again Eliphaz how he's using his age to teach Job, to rebuke Job.
这种说服这种倚老卖老有说服力吗？人家会听他吗？
But when we use our age to rebuke someone, would that help the other person listen to you?
所以我读完约伯记之后
So after I've read the book of Job,
我就想说哦，我们每一个人有一天我们都会老。
I thought that every one of us will be old at one time in our life.
我们都会成为长辈。
All of us will become an aged and senior person.
我就想说，我们要做一个受人敬重的长辈。
And I thought to myself that we all should become a respected elderly person.
人很愿意亲近的长辈。
An elderly person that everyone wants to draw closer to.
而且是德高望重的长辈。这样哦，我们说话哦，人家才会听。
And if we're respected, then other people will actually listen when we talk to them.
就是要有那个长辈的风范。
We just need to be set a good example as a senior.
做一个受人敬重的长辈。
And to be a senior that is respected by others.
说这样的长辈哦，说话就有说服力啊。
That kind of senior is one whose words will carry weight.
看利未记十九章三十二节。
Let us turn to Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章三十二节。
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32.
三十二节，在白发人的面前，你要站起来，也要尊敬老人，又要敬畏你的神。我是耶和华。
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32. You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God, I am the Lord.
这教导晚辈哦，要敬重长辈。
This tells the youths to honor the presence of an old person.
在白发人面前要站起来。
To rise before the gray-headed.
白发就是年纪大了嘛，哈。
And gray-headed means that they've gotten older.
要这种动作哈，站起来就是代表哈一种尊敬、尊重的一种表现。
And the action of rising up is an action that shows honoring and respectfulness.
比如说，看到这个长辈站起来，让座，让座，站起来嘛哈。
For example, you see an elderly person walking towards you, you stand up and let them have the seat.
不能这个晚辈坐着，让长辈站着嘛。
Because it's not good for a young person to sit while the old person stands.
再来，在白发人面前站起来是什么？站起来跟他讲话。
And rising before the gray-headed also means that we stand up and talk to them.
不能像说我坐着这个长辈站着跟我讲话，我坐着跟他讲话很不礼貌。
Because it is not respectful if the young person stays seated while talking to the old person who's standing up.
要么两个都站着，要么两个都坐着。
It should be that both are standing or both are sitting.
如果只有一张椅子要让长辈坐着，晚辈站着讲话。
And if there is only one chair, then the old person should sit and the young person should stand while they talk.
这个就是站起来的意思了。那个动作就是代表你敬重。
And that's what this rising up means. This action means that you are full of respect.
不是说嘴巴说敬重，但是都没有做啊。
It's not that you're just saying, "Oh, I respect them," but you don't do anything.
好，那为什么白发人能受人敬重？
So why is it that the gray-headed can command respect from others?
是有原因的哦。
There is a reason.
是有条件的哦。
There is a condition.
如果倚老卖老，还是不会受到人家的敬重，虽然白发
If you're just asking others to respect you because you're old, then that's not enough.
看箴言十六章三十一节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 16.
箴言十六章三十一节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 31.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
白发是荣耀的冠冕，在公义的道上必能得着。
Proverbs 16:31. The silver-haired head is a crown of glory if it is found in the way of righteousness.
他说白头发好像戴着一顶那个冠冕呢。
It says here that the silver-haired head is like a crown of glory.
我们看有些人真的头发白到这个花亮，真的是还好像戴冠冕一样。
And so there are some people we see that their white hair is really like a they're shining and it looks like a crown of glory.
冠冕就是尊贵荣耀，都是受人敬重了。
And this crown means that there is glory and it commands a lot of honor and respect from others.
怎么得到？
And how do we achieve that?
在公义的道上。
It is only found in the way of righteousness.
所以其实 我注目教会的过程当中，我看到很多事情。
While I was pastoring different churches, I've seen many things.
我一直不断提醒我自己。
I keep reminding myself.
有一天我会老。
That one day I'll also be old.
有一天我也会成为长辈。
One day I'll also be a senior.
我要做一个受欢迎的长辈。
And I want to be a senior that is welcomed by everyone.
哦，不能倚老卖老。
And not to use my age for the sake of my age.
那我们受人敬重哦，我们讲的话就是哦，掷地有声了。
When we are respected by others, everyone will listen.
所以很多事情哦，只要长辈一讲话，全部都没有声音了。
So there are many times where an old person, when they start to speak, everyone will be quiet.
所以我注目教会过程当中，我发现一件事情。
So when I was pastoring the churches, I have noticed one thing.
这间教会如果是很稳定的教会，
if a church is a very stable church,
这间教会一定有一位很受人敬重的长辈。
Then that church must have a very a respected elderly member.
只要这个受人敬重的长辈一站出来一讲话，全部都没有声音了。
And the moment the senior member comes out and starts talking, everyone else is listening.
教会不和睦没有健全，就声音很多啦。
Because we know that if the church has a lot of dissension, then there are
a lot of many
noises.
为什么要听你的？
And they'll be asking,
为什么要听你的？
Why do I need to listen to you?
啊，都你做决定哦。啊，我不能做决定哦。
Only you're making decisions, why can't I make decisions?
声音很多啊。
And there are a lot of voices.
但是如果那个受人敬重的长辈，大家都很敬重他，他只要出来一讲一句话，全部都没有声音了。
But if the respected senior comes out and starts speaking, all will be quiet because they're all listening to him.
还是发现哦，他们这个家族怎么这么和睦？这个家族大家族怎么这么和睦？
We'll see that the entire household is very peaceful and love each other.
我发现一个事情，就是这个大家族里面有一位受人敬重的长辈。
And then I'll see in that household there is also a very well-respected senior person.
哦，所以这个家族非常的团结，非常的和睦。
So that entire household is a very together and in unison. And
希望我们都能做这样的一个长辈哈。
I hope that every one of us can be like this kind of senior member who is very well respected.
好，看十六章哈。
Let us look at chapter 16.
啊，十六章、十七章是约伯第二次哈来回答以利华的谈论。
Chapter 16 and 17 is Job's second time of defending himself.
啊，十六章是约伯哈啊的一个辩白哈。
So chapter 16 is when Job